FL Education Commissioner defends ban on discussing gender identity, "We are sticking to the standards." By Hannah Blow on March 23, 2023. Florida Commissioner of Education Manny Diaz Jr. on Thursday defended the Florida Board of Education rule seeking to prohibit classroom discussions of sexual orientation and gender identity for children through grade 12, explaining that they are sticking to the standards, which don't incorporate gender ideology or any of these theories in math, social studies, reading or anything else. Diaz fielded a question about the proposed Board of Education rule during a press conference alongside Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Thursday. The rule itself would essentially prohibit classroom discussions about sexual orientation and gender identity through all grades, not just third grade, as is the law via the Parental Rights in Education Bill, which the governor signed last year. The rule title, Principles of Professional Conduct for the Education Profession in Florida, essentially states that such discussions would be prohibited unless expressly required by state academic standards as adopted in Rule 6A1.09401 FAC, or as part of a reproductive health course or health lesson for which a student's parent has the option to have his or her student not attend. The rule summary states, the amendment prohibits classroom instruction to students in pre-kindergarten through grade 3 on sexual orientation or gender identity. For grades 4 through 12, instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity is prohibited unless such instruction is either expressly required by state academic standards as adopted in Rule 6A1.09401 FAC, or as part of a reproductive health course or health lesson for which a student's parent has the option to have his or her student not attend. What you're really looking at in the rule is, to avoid the confusion, provide clarity for teachers on the instruction, Diaz said in response to the inquiry. He said, there's a bill going through the legislature, like you said, but this rule basically says that we're sticking to the standards. And when you're talking about K-12 instruction all the way through 12th grade, these standards don't incorporate gender ideology or any of these theories in math, social studies, reading, or anything else. We preserve the health standards, and that provides it. And makes it clear for teachers what it is, because there were a lot of questions about age appropriate. Well, this clarifies it for everyone, he added. The Board of Education's proposed rule is separate from the current efforts of the state legislature to essentially expand the Parental Rights in Education law by, in part, banning such discussions through 8th grade instead of 3rd. That proposal passed through a state House committee last week.